A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. These words today don't turn around any heads. Nobody thinks much of it. But for the Pharisees at the time of Jesus, these were very serious words, because the Sabbath belongs to God. God is the Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus, by saying the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath, he's claiming to be God. The Sabbath was meant a day of rest, a day where we honor God, we remember God in our lives. But a lot of times for the Pharisees, the time of Jesus, it became about rules, what you can do and what you can't do on the Sabbath, that everybody had to stop from doing work. God never stops from doing his work, the work of salvation, the work of guidance, the work of forgiveness, the work of compassion, the work of mercy. And above the law, there is a greater law, the law of love. When people are hungry, they can work on the Sabbath so they can eat, because their intention is not to disrespect God. Their intention is to protect the gift of life that God has given to them and to their children and families. So maybe today for us, we take a moment and reflect on how do we honor God on the Sabbath day, on Sundays. That's our Sabbath today. What do we do? Do we cease from work so we can focus on God, so we can come to Mass, take time to pray, take time to be with our family rather than running here and there, doing this task or this other task, driving our children to this sport or to that sport? How do we keep the Sabbath holy? How is God present on the day in which Jesus rose from the dead and opened the gates of heaven to all who believe in him?